Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. I reckon people are waiting all week for this episode. They're just frothing at the bit because they know it's entertainment. They know, you know, they learn something too sometimes, and we've got good stories.
I've been on a plane this week too, twice.
And you don't get the window seat ever, do you?
Not normally. I'm not sure if I did previously get it. I know we're recording this early, and then
assuming
the event went well, and I don't know if I had the window seat. I'm assuming I didn't because I've never ever get the window seat. Maybe once. You're a window seat hog.
Yeah, well, I'm a dreamer. You know what I mean? When you're cooking up the plan and doing all the strategy and stuff, I like looking out of the window and dreaming about
our future. On the V line normally when we get in the V line back. And
yeah.
I've just got to the fact now where whenever we walk in, I just stand there and let you go and take the window seat. You're a bully, mate.
That's all right, because you always need to go to the toilet, refill your 1.25 soda water bottle. You know, you're always up and down and stretching and that. You're a weird one.
Well, how are you feeling after our event at Fishburners, live event at Fishburners, brought to you by Shadow Boxer and special guest of Shelley Johnson? Sure, it went well.
I'm sure it went well. Look, we're recording it beforehand, but preempting, everything went smoothly. Big thanks to Martin for having us at Fishburners and the pizza and stuff like that. They're just good like that, aren't they?
Were you nervous going into the event?
Look, to be honest, I'll be honest.
Like, tell me.
Public events and stuff.
Twice, so yeah, be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm fumbling around, aren't I?
Be honest, mate.
I find this sort of stuff hard normally, but now I think like we've just got to do it and we've got to do it well. So I've just got to suck it up and be better.
Are you going to wear sunnies on stage? Remember what that episode we did with MYOB and you did the LinkedIn live stream with the sunnies
The first episode.
Inside.
It? Yeah. Hey, we're going to get behind it. We're going to give you some cash. Here you go. Go for your life. And I said, sunnies on.
It was a bit much for me, I reckon.
You didn't like it, but you didn't say anything. Are you scared of me or something? Am I the alpha?
Sometimes it's hard to, like, with the appearance sort of stuff, is you're very particular. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to nitpick too much because you might cry.
You are a bit of a bully. But
me, you just told me I didn't say anything and that you're the alpha and now I'm the bully.
I just
let you just dig your own grave sometimes, Joe.
You know what? You send them little mind games. You know what I mean? You just plant little seeds in people's heads.
Are you going to wear that?
Huh?
Are you going to wear that?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with? Fair enough.
Honestly, I looked in the mirror and I was like, this is what I'm going to wear for the event. And I feel like I look kind of sexy.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the mirror going, look, this is better than normal. You know what I mean? So people better expect me looking sharp.
Well, if you weren't able to make it in Sydney because you don't live in Sydney or you didn't travel up for the event.
Disappointed.
Yeah, obviously, shame on you.
Yeah.
But luckily enough, if you are Melbourne-based, we have our next event coming up next Wednesday, 29th, of November in the community and down in Cremorne at Alley Oop. Big thanks to Timmy McNamara for hooking us up there and Grant Helt for helping the boys. Trent Locke for supporting us on this event, and excited to throw a bit of a shindig. You know, less talking, more party.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people are going to talk. It's a bit of a networking end of year party. There's no us panels talking about like, this is how you should shape your business and do this sort of stuff. We've done that stuff at Fishburners.
You love the spotlight, aren't you? Assuming that you love the spotlight, and if Locke's, I feel like his collarbone's going to be popped the whole event.
I'm going to cut my T-shirts. Remember when I used to do that?
Big scoop neck. You've changed from the scoop neck to the long sleeves.
Yeah, you like it? Or not? You're not a fan, are you?
No.
What do you like me in? Like, give me, if you could dress me, what would you pick?
I don't want to fuck you.
Hey, that's not what you said at the start of the week. We actually shared a bed at Mum and Dad's, didn't we?
I don't know, did we?
I don't know if we are.
Top and tail.
Top and tail, but anyway.
They're a bit to the middle still. They're still close.
Hey, we had some good episodes dropped this week, didn't we? People that have given me energy.
I think talking to Shadowbox, who helped support the Sydney live show up at Fishburners, that Steve Graham, founder and partner there at Shadowboxer, and probably the smoothest tone of voice we've had on the pod.
Very articulate, no ums, no ahs. Like, he's honestly a better talker than me. And I feel like this is my job. And I'm like, Steve, I feel like you need to take over Funny Business with you and Rob. You know what I mean?
Please.
I feel like I say the same shit all the time. And I'm just like, he's so articulate. And the
just
way he thinks about life
just
is just...
be honest. If I'll be honest with you, can I be honest?
Yeah, you can be honest.
I liked him.
Do you reckon easy little replacement there? You reckon?
Yeah, I'm happily ship you off.
Yeah, he is very articulate. I feel like he says everything that I think, but just in a way better way.
And we just bumble through, you reckon?
I bumble through. I feel like you think you're pretty smart sometimes. And then, I don't know, sometimes I like playing on the ego.
And who did we drop yesterday?
Dickie Curra. Suck my Dickie Curra. He's just he's a good dude. I've wanted to say that on there for a while now.
You wanted to call the episode that, didn't you?
Suck my Dickie Curra, yeah. Nah, but didn't, luckily. But he's a good dude doing things, you know. He's
pretty
out and about.
Background, like being in the military now, being the guru, you know, the startup.
Hype man. Yeah.
I like that nickname.
He is the coolest dude. I feel like he wears a blazer well and he knows his shit. And when you're around people, you just want to have a laugh and be engaged. I feel like sometimes everyone can just be a bit like, you know, when everyone plays that fake game of just like, oh, how are you, but fake friendly. I feel like people like that are a breath of fresh air, or people like Dickie and Steve who just come in and different type of energy, and it makes you feel good after hanging out with them.
Yeah, it's hard because you bring a lot of fakeness wherever you go. So it's like, it's hard being around the fake. I have to go home and have a shower afterwards, feel dirty.
That was Rob's rundown, by the way, wasn't it? Is there anything else on your little rundown?
There is. Hey, if you'd like to stay up to date with all things Dream Big Social Club, keep in the loop for any new events coming out, any live pods, any parties, any syndicate announcements, any follow-alongs, progress updates of the startups in our world, pay squad seconds, Square X and Green Square, plenty of things happening in the world of Dream Big Social Club. And if you're a founder out there and you want to look to get some help to support you in the venture that you're building, if you're in the pre-seed, the seed stage, looking to raise some capital now or in the future, get in touch because there's plenty of stuff happening. I'll give you a hot tip. There is plenty of stuff happening.
And little seedlings, you can't get much smaller than that, can you?
Oh, you're a pecker. That's it.
I'm going to say it's right at the start, isn't it? And to be honest, like, let's make it about us for a little bit. Before we got going with all this sort of funny business stuff, we actually had a digital agency and we called it Seed.
Yeah, we did. But all right, well, enough.
It's funny, isn't it? Is it funny or is it intentional?
I don't know. The world's...
Or are you just like, I don't care, move on.
I'm a bit move on, yeah.
It's my show, so... We actually done a live version of Hot or Not for the first time ever at Fish Burners, assuming it went well.
Didn't crash and burn.
No, because you were worried about this. Like, I was talking to you beforehand and you were like, there's only one thing I'm worried about, and that's like Hot or Not Live. He's like, can't we just do the suggestions ourselves and just say the shit? And I'm like, no, it needs to be a little bit different.
Hey, well, I hope you're out there just roving through the room that we're hoping was full.
I think it was full. I think they're going to shrink it. If not many people come, I think they're going to shrink the room a bit, you know, throw some curtains up.
I like
that. You know, some of them fake walls that they used to bring out.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it.
Should we get into the thank yous
please,
or not?
Please. Yeah,
you ready? All right, let me, while it loads. All right.
You're drinking a tinny.
Huh?
You're drinking a tinny.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
Well, you know what? We're in do mode now, and I got
to do mode. It's not the end of the day. You're allowed to drink. Hey,
I'm allowed to lubricate my soul.
You
can do
whatever you want. I'm not. There's no judgment here. I'm just asking.
It feels like there is. They're the little landmines you plant. You're having a drink, eh?
I saw a red can. I thought Coke Zero.
No, you didn't.
I did. And then I saw two, and I was like, oh no, it's obviously not Coke Zero. You know,
I do slam them back to back.
He's double parked.
Anyway.
For the podcast recording.
Look at you, little call out. Oh, I like it. Look at you. You're a bit of a dick sometimes.
Don't be a shy guy.
I'm not shy. You're just a dick. All right. You know who's not a dick? Dylan Caton. Oh, he didn't make the list this week, but I appreciate it because we've already done it before. 7-Eleven Slurpees.
I like Slurpees.
But he had Work Daily Stand-Ups that I just saw. And I'm like, have we done that before? But that's a good one. Maybe next week.
All right.
Chris GW, thank you very much. Shreddy Eddie, you are the king. Didn't make the list this week, but we've done them before.
In the twos, Shreddy. In the twos, mate. In the twos.
Fiona Marie Mraz didn't make the list this week either.
In the twos.
We've done them before, Fiona.
In the twos.
You got to listen.
Play well this week. If you play well, you can get straight back in.
You know who's played well? Your mum, Kay Hicks.
There she is. She's back.
Go give her a follow on Instagram. Stop saying that. Keep up with the Hicks. R.A. Dixon, thank you very much. Who else we got? We got Hey Hicker. Thank you for your suggestions this week. I think three or four of yours made the list this week. So
which is very rare.
Don't bother sending in your suggestions next week because Rob will just take over anyway. I'm going to call you Hog. Hog a Hicker.
Inside Ford 50. That's what I did.
All right, moving on. We got Monte Carlo 1. Thank you very much. Sorbet Weather.
Made the list.
Yeah, he made the list this week. Yeah, a few suggestions, but only one made the list, I think. So
lucky. I picked 20 second
still
pick.
Still picked two, you know what I mean?
20 second
pick. Aussie CW, he's done live pods, and I just feel like we're not ready to hear the no.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing this week.
And Dom Sabora, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, should we get into it?
Please, and your suggestion kicks us off.
It does, because I was thinking about it the other day, and it's rage quitting.
When was the last time you rage quit anything?
I'm tipping it would have been like a podcast that we've done where it's like the tech's been fucking up and then we have to sort of reschedule, and I've kind of cracked the shits and just said, hey,
this is fuck not for this. Us.
Let's reschedule.
Too much, too I'm hard. It's not
done.
For me.
I'm in a bad frame of mind. I don't want to really – imagine talking to a guest when I'm angry.
That would be hard work.
Do you know what I mean?
You're like a kid who's throwing his toys out the cot.
Rage quitting. I've never left it like the shift and just thrown things out and just said, fuck this. The shortest job I had was at Epping at the like leisure centre. You know where they play all the indoor like action centres and that?
Yeah.
And I was doing the till and that, and I'm like, bro, I can't count. Math is not
Can't count.
No, I'm very bad. And I got stuck on the till and everyone wants to pay. And I was like, baptism of fire.
You've done a lot of that in the future, though.
Yeah.
Later on in life.
Like, I picked up my game. But I feel like when you get thrown to the wolves like that, and he was like, you coming back tomorrow? I was like, no.
I'm not coming back.
You just throw me to it, and I'm just like, no.
Rage quitting video games, I think, is okay. If that's probably the only thing I really rage quit.
Yeah.
But I haven't played it that much. But if I do die or whatever, or something goes wrong,
you got a short fuse.
I'm turning the TV off.
You're a bit of a soft. When you lose things, you're a bit sooky.
It's hard because it's an uncommon thing for me. So I'm not usually being in that state. It's hard being in that state. Sometimes it's like when you feel emotions you never usually feel all the time, and losing's one of them for me.
Has the blood been boiling so much at work at a job you've had where you've just like, oh, I'm fucking done.
No.
There's never been a moment where you're just like, what the fuck?
I pride myself on my level-headedness.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I feel like I'm pretty good at remaining. I can be angry, but I can get through.
You just bitch to me.
I can get through.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get through. So I'm going to say, right, I still like the idea of rage quitting, though. Mm. I think it's a hot.
You reckon just sometimes let it boil over and go.
That's it. Sometimes you just got to feel what you feel. And that's bad luck. You know?
Are you about to rage quit the podcast?
No, I'm feeling all right today.
You're feeling all right?
That's depends. Good. If no one turned up on the show on Wednesday night, then maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to start DMing people, making sure people come.
I reckon you should. Slide in. Slide in.
All right. I'm going to say rage quitting hot too. I think sometimes let the emotions get the better of you. Learn your lesson, but it's a cool story to say back in the day, whatever. All right. Next on the list, friends selling pyramid schemes. Have you ever had a friend who's just gone down the path where you're like, that feels a bit pyramid.
Sign up to this and you'll get some money back, and only if you refer four friends off the back of the staff. And
yeah, good business model. What do you
pyramid
reckon?
Pyramid schemes are good if you get in.
Early.
As long as you're not down the bottom of the pyramid. If you're at the top of the pyramid, then life's good.
Do you remember when I was working at the float joint and I was working with a dude and he was selling the ketones?
And like nootropic type stuff?
Yeah, kind of like get your body into full ketosis by just having these sachets and stuff.
Yeah,
I smashed it. He gave me the free sample. I was like a drug addict, you know? And I was like, yes, give me that.
Hey, anyone who gives you free anything, you're like, oh, yeah. I'll have four, thanks, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I got into it. And to be honest, I'm the lazy man. I didn't want to have the diet and do the thing. I just wanted to take a sachet and go full bliss mode. And to be honest, it did work a little bit. It was pretty good.
And what did he offer you?
You pay for me, you get it from me or whatever. I can't really remember. And it was me, the exact same thing, sign up more people and then I'll get paid and that. And it's like, fuck, just give me the stuff. It's all right, you know?
So you couldn't get your hands on it unless you paid for his.
Oh, I reckon you could just buy it from the shops and that. I think it was like a proper thing. But
so you almost did.
It's like the Avon ladies, remember them?
Yeah, you didn't get stooged.
Is that what I didn't saying? Get stooged, but I didn't mind the product. But I was like, I don't know, I'm not dedicating my life to this shit.
It's a tricky balance.
Have you seen friends go down that path,
though? I think it's a bit of an older thing.
Mm.
I haven't really seen that many pyramid schemes go. Like, I feel like at our parents' age, there's a lot of those things going around.
Like, that's business type of thing.
That was just opportunities. That's just what people could do. Social media, maybe it's a bit harder now to do pyramid schemes. People can trace ability, you know, like.
I feel like that's a good podcast series, I reckon, pyramid schemes, where me and you can just delve deep on cases and that.
Or we just look at.
That would be cool.
Ancient architecture.
That would be so funny, I reckon. Anyway, I feel like friends selling pyramid schemes, I reckon hot.
You're hot?
Yeah, I just reckon, show me what you're doing. Show me what you're doing.
Yeah, let me in.
I don't mind it.
Because look, I'm interested. I'm ready to take a risk. I'm ready to sign some people up. You just want to join a cult, mate. That's all it is.
I'm just searching for some connection.
The issue is you could be a cult leader, I reckon.
I don't think I've got the charisma or the leadership. I'm not a very good leader. I'm a good follower. I reckon I'm a good 2IC. You know?
Fair enough.
You think you're a good...
Was you trying to say I'm the cult leader?
Nah, you're a little bit. You know what I watched on Netflix? What, Escaping Twin Flames. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
That's crazy. If you haven't seen that yet, it's on Netflix. It's some guy, he found he's a woman online or whatever, and then he sort of... It started off as like finding your soulmate, your twin flame and that. And people could Google it and that's a proper thing and that, but he properly made a business out of it. And the years before and that, he was doing some like culty sort of stuff, thinking he's like Jesus, and then it went all religious-y and stuff. But I feel like people are just looking for that connection and they're vulnerable. There's so many people out there that are vulnerable.
Well, that's pretty hard, isn't it, when you're by yourself?
Yeah.
If you're alone and you just want some people, come to a Dream Big Social Club event. Right? I promise there's nothing in the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Hey, I think, I'm saying hot.
I'm going to say not hot.
All right, next on the list, aromatherapy. So... What is the definition of aromatherapy?
You use scents to get yourself in a therapeutic state. You know, you light a candle in the bath that would count as, or you put a diffuser on, and you have a bit
secondhand smoking cannabis.
No, I don't think that's...
Is that aromatherapy?
Maybe. It could be.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
Getting that smoke up your nose. Snoop Dogg's not doing it anymore, eh?
No, he is.
Is he?
Didn't you see the ad?
Was it a publicity stunt?
It was a publicity stunt. He's doing a campaign for smokeless heaters.
But I thought that was just a coincidence. Is that actually true?
He's not giving up smoke.
It worked, didn't it?
Yeah. It had 100 million views on Twitter, his post.
Because people couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was shocking.
And then it's
everyone was like, oh, well, maybe he's prioritizing his health and good for you, Snoop. And so many people saying, well, I'm going to have a look at my life and have a reality check. And now everyone's second-guessing their own reality checks of their own life and going, well, fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't need to give myself that inward perspective. You know, I didn't need that.
Respect my privacy.
Respect my privacy. I'm going to say aromatherapy.
The videos are funny though, weren't they?
Yeah, I'm going to say aromatherapy is hot. I don't mind smells, but a bit overwhelming, like going to the Aesop shops. You know that Aesop shop?
Lush and that.
Yeah. Gives me a headache, automatic headache as soon as I walk in.
That's like the incense, I reckon. I like going into the hippie shops and it feels cool. I love the vibe, but straight away it's like fake tan. It's just instant headache.
Yeah.
Aromatherapy, I'm going to say I like it because it's hot, mate.
You like the candles when you're in the bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the candles you do in
well,
the...
Well, people need to think, you know, you can see stuff, you can taste stuff, you can smell stuff.
You know? Settle down, rocket scientist, huh?
I'm just saying, sometimes people forget. It's a sense. And it can set the mood. You know, maybe at Fishburners, maybe we've done something like that. Bit of Lynx Africa all around the
house. Lynx Africa.
What do you reckon? Bit of David Beckham.
Bring back some bad memories, some people.
Good memories, I reckon, in the boxes. Short satin boxes. All right, aromatherapy, I'm going to say hot. What'd you say?
Hot.
All right. Next on the list, sending back a meal. Have you ever done that? Have you just said, look, this isn't good. This isn't good enough.
I've been out for dinner with someone who ate 80% of the meal and then sent it back and said that their steak was not cooked right.
80% of it.
But they ate the chips, they ate the salad, and then they'd eaten 80% of the steak and then sent it back and got a full another meal. I was blown away. I was like, that's
not... Who was it?
I don't want to name names, but it's not how it should be. It's not
give us initials.
Works.
H.
He's a hungry man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Horrible. I couldn't believe it. I was like blown away. I was like, that's not, should not be legal. To me, you have to say something. If your meal's not right, you got to say something. But you definitely take back your chips when they're not salted. It's one of the few things that we're talking about.
Give me some salt.
Rage quitting. I feel like I fear for the 15-year-olds working behind the Red Rooster checkout when they haven't salted your chips enough.
Is it fucking extra salt?
Yes. Whoa.
It's 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, huh?
Sorry, sir. I'll get you some extra salt if you need it that badly.
I'm not like that. You know I'm not like that. I just feel like...
That's the only thing I reckon I've seen you get angry
soy
about.
Sauce and shit. I'm just like, come on.
If
where's the soy sauce?
You know? Salted chips, though. I've seen you lose your mind about salted chips.
When you say extra salt and they don't give you any...
You always say it. So that's why it
makes extra salt on the chips. I feel like if you work there, it's not that fucking hard.
Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good.
I know it's all good.
We'll get you some chippies on the way.
Can we get some?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you hungry too?
I'm hungry, yeah. Oh. Almost hangry.
Oh, yeah.
I've already had dinner, but I feel
what'd
like...
What'd you
have? Stir fry.
Did you?
Yeah.
The same one you had last night? Oh, no, you had pesto, didn't you?
I had pasta last night. Yeah. Stir fry.
The roast chook. You're just so domesticated, aren't you?
Em made it, so...
That's all right. Nice. Do you send back that meal? Have you ever sent back a meal from Em?
One. Ooh. She made, I like spinach and ricotta cannelloni, and she made a silver beet and ricotta cannelloni once, and I just couldn't eat it. It was inedible for me.
What's silver beet?
It's like a spinach, but just not.
Just shit.
It's silver beet.
Yeah, no good.
Different taste. It was not for me.
And you just said, yuck.
I couldn't eat it. And I said, it was foul. I still think about it to this date.
You just went,
we've been together, like nearly a decade or so, whatever now. And so
you spat
it
out.
The thought of, I still bring it up just to make sure she
remember
knows.
When you made me that shit meal?
Yeah, I say it like that too. Keep the standards up.
You're an actual pig, aren't you?
Huh?
Just be grateful.
She said the same thing. I made her a few meals. I tried to make one time I tried to make her a laksa from scratch.
Yeah.
With like homemade curry paste and like ground the stuff in the mortar and pestle and.
Just shit.
It was fucking rank.
Really? No
flavor.
This
is like, I had to be like, probably 8 years ago.
Really?
So it was early in my cooking skills days, but I really tried hard.
You rate yourself in the kitchen too, don't you?
I think I know my way around.
And you made a bland fucking laksa.
No, it was horrible. It was not. It was
out of 10, how much?
One. It was all claggy and I put the noodles in there and absorbed all the stuff. There was no soup. It's just not right.
You didn't cook it right.
It was 8 years ago. It's all good. I can't really remember it, but I would say sending the meals back is acceptable, but not.
Don't eat it.
There's a way to go about it, especially if you're going to do it with your partner.
How do you do it then? If you're at a restaurant and it's not cooked right, or you just, hey, there's something wrong here.
Something like that. But I don't really, it doesn't really happen to me
that
often.
Do you go, give me my money back or give me another meal? Or?
Another meal, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I don't leave without a meal.
You're going, hey, can I just replace
it? You're a fussy dude. You always just push it away and say, oh, I've eaten before or something else. And
I've got food poisoning, sorry.
You make up some excuse or whatever.
Hey, I'm just full. Oh, that happened the other, I think we said on the pod, didn't we? You called me fat boy or something.
We already told that story.
Call me big boy.
Big boy, yeah.
Don't call me big boy. Dog. Sending back a meal, I'm going to say not hot. Rude.
Hot.
Rude. Just don't go back or don't order it again. All right, next on the list. This is your suggestion. Low code, no code. So what is that?
It's on the buzz. Everyone's buzzing about it at the moment. It's just the idea of being able to build stuff where the code's written for you. So it's like almost like drag and drop.
Like ChatGPT code.
ChatGPT code, sort of. That's the best way to explain it. Where it's like you build, you drag and drop like the way people would build websites on Wix and shit.
Yeah.
And by dragging the templates and mixing it, matching it together, all the code's written in the back end. So it's like, it's a way for people who aren't super technical to be able to build stuff technically. It's a hot topic right now.
So if you're looking to get an MVP up, it's probably sick.
I'm going to say it's hot.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit much though, you know?
You don't reckon you can build stuff properly with it?
I just think that they all, like, it's all too much.
You don't like
I'd have to listen to, see it all on LinkedIn at 400 different conferences of people talking about all this other stuff and all this. Just what are you building with it? Show me who's building good stuff doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, if you can build some trash prototype or whatever, fucking sick, you know?
Yeah.
Who's building good stuff?
You don't reckon it's moving the needle?
I just think there's a lot of talk. It's like,
it's a lot of shit. There's a few good things
happening.
It's
like happening. A topic of AI. Everyone wants to talk about it. Like this post was written on AI.
Yeah.
Sick, you know? It's sick. You know? Like, we did it in our newsletter. Yeah. This image was generated by AI. At least it was interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty happy with your design work for that poster.
Thanks for bringing it up. It's good, isn't it? Am I going to win a design award or whatever?
What did someone say to you? Do you remember?
We never win any awards, by the way. That's annoying. The Australian Podcast Awards happened this week. We don't even get a mention.
Yeah.
We didn't pay to enter. But
nominate.
We're never going to win, though, are we?
No, because
we're not the awards people.
We're not paying to enter.
Huh?
If someone wants to award us something, I'm ready to accept the award.
Just accept it by just watching us.
But if I have to pay to enter your awards, I'm...
And send in all the PR around it and how good
If you want
I am.
Me to win, I win.
Yeah.
But if you... I don't
awards
want
to does put people front of mind, though, doesn't it, sometimes? But it's just pissed off that we never win them.
I'm going to say, have you got anything to say about low-code, no-code?
I don't mind it. I feel like back in the MySpace days, I used to love changing the layout and stuff. And
that's a good example.
If it's a version of that,
that's
I feel like...
That's a good example.
Yeah, easy. I feel like I dig it. Because I'm not a technical person, so I feel like if I had some ideas and I could copy-paste it, I wouldn't say I'm a fucking coding person, though.
No, I definitely wouldn't say that.
So I'm just a dude who just knows how to low-code.
Just a dude, bro.
No-code, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely just
call me low code, bro. Low no code. All right. Next on the list, boycotting stuff. Hot or not?
When was the last time you boycotted anything?
Oh, boycotted.
Boycotted watching something because the sponsor's attached to it. You know, like.
I can't remember.
It's nothing. Bud Light. You know, they had that. The big.
Oh, yeah.
Figure over in the States that they made it
with the transgender.
The person, the face, and then all the drink, the actual customers boycotted it. Their sales dropped because they're like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Yeah,
this brand's too woke now. I don't want this. And
yeah,
boycotting, or it's like at the stuff going on now, Israel.
I know what you mean. Mum and fucking, she doesn't eat Cadbury or Nestle or whatever it is.
Why?
Because of where it comes from or something.
Oh, Naz, come on.
Yeah, so she's boycotted some stuff. I think she's back on now where she's eating some things, but Ebony's not as much, I don't think.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so they've boycotted some chocolate.
Sometimes you gotta care. You gotta care less.
I don't care about anything. I don't even care about my life.
You can't care too much.
Nah.
If they sell it at Coles, you should be allowed to buy it.
Yeah.
No questions asked, and no self guilt, no self judgment.
It's on the supermarket to deal with those issues.
Yeah. If it's really that bad, they shouldn't stock it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're all good. Just buy your plastic bags and you're off.
What do you reckon about like Skittles not even being classified as like a food now? That's illegal now, they reckon, because it's all the shit in it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Do people boycotting Skittles?
Nah, it's not.
They probably should, though.
Boycotting Skittles is not because it's been outlawed, because it's a risk to our health. You know, boycotting is when like something bad's happening. You're like, well, I'm not going to watch that sporting team play anymore because they're dogs. You know?
Yeah, they believe in this.
Yeah, they. But it's.
I'm not boycotting.
I'm not an activist.
I'm not a boycotter.
I don't have much activism in me.
Nah.
I got to care more.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I think me and you both do, but we're kind of like water. We just
I care.
Yeah.
But not enough to get the picket sign out. And
unless something affects you dramatically. I think when something impacts you so much, I feel like that's when it comes out in you. Because sometimes you feel like you're forced to do that, you know?
I'm boycotting some LinkedIn content recently.
Yeah,
you know. It's too much.
Well, that you are actually.
You're boycotting the feed.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
You don't like looking at other people's stuff anymore. I've got my own problems.
It's depressing.
Yeah.
Everyone's just out there just on their soapbox having a whinge, you know?
like us now.
But they're not putting any positivity out in the world. You know, I feel like positivity is a good way to bring people together.
Yeah.
Negativity and bad stuff is a way of just people switching off.
Do you reckon we're positive people?
Sometimes. Today I feel like I'm annoyed by the thought of boycotting. I don't know. Maybe.
The energy's dipping most in your days. Voice. I can hear it. You
most
know
days.
I mean?
Yeah, piss me off. I say most days. Boycotting stuff, hot. Because right. If you want to believe in stuff,
good
that's,
on you.
That's your stuff.
You know? Look at you sitting on the fence, huh?
Oh, splinters.
Don't want to piss anyone off, huh? You pussy.
Oh, I'm boycotting having an opinion.
I like that. I'm going to move right on to boycotting stuff. Not hot for me. Next on the list, living regionally. Another one of your suggestions.
Well, this comes from the fact that have you still got internet or you got back or what's going on?
Yeah, there's been some problems. No, the only one thing I need in my life besides oxygen is the internet.
Yeah?
To just function. Without going dipping in data and then hooking up with different fucking...
I know a few other things that you've got a bit of a habit for.
What's
you might need, I don't know.
Feel like sharing. Go on, share.
No, I don't. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I definitely know there's more. I'm going to say living regional. I liked it, but I'll tell you right now, when I went to the city the other day, we caught up with Simon Bray.
At the Arbor.
My old boss, yeah, from PEXA, who's doing some interesting things now. He's got 10X Ventures Syndicate, making some investments back into the startup space. And he's up there. He's in mentoring all the Startmate programs and just actively playing a good part. He's coming to the event. I think he bought a ticket to the Melbourne one.
Blue Dot Bray.
But what I realized was just, I really like the city.
Mm.
You know, like I was like, it was the most perfect day.
Mm.
Walking back to the car, you were going to pick up your car from the train. We went our separate ways. And
yeah.
I walked over the thing and I was sort of, the sun was out and people around. I was like, I sort of miss, the buzz of like being able to have something else to do.
Mm.
Like it's nice to be able to go to the beach and that here.
Mm.
Hungry Jack's. But like I want to have options.
You want to be able to dip your toe into a bit of culture.
A little bit.
Like just be able to duck down the road and just go somewhere. Feel like you're a bit out of this world a bit.
A little bit sometimes. Yeah. It was a long, and when, especially when I drove home and I was like, I just left there. Then it was a 2 and a bit hour drive back in traffic. And then we, all the field, empty fields on the way back when you go through Lara and shit. You're like, fuck, we're ages away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're a bit away.
But I still like living. I think living regionally is hot.
Yeah.
I just want everything. Is it bad that I want it all?
I want everything.
I want my cake and I want to eat it too.
In an ideal world, though, where would you live?
Here.
So despite all of that, you'd still live here?
Yeah, but I want the options of what the city provides to me.
I feel like you're driving all the time now, so it's not that far. I know we went when there was traffic.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, yeah. What
just
do you
drive
think?
At like 1 o'clock. Living regionally, I never thought I would like it, but when I remember when we first went to Canada, I was like, we got dropped off on the bus and there was like one street of like shops and I'm like, they're like, this is your stop. I was like, what the fuck? Like, there's one straight.
Where am I?
A little bit. And then I was like, I don't think I can do this because I'm a city cat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, jumping on the train, going to do stuff.
You're out and about.
You know,
social
culture.
Chameleon.
You know what I mean? I loved it.
That gigs. Fake energy if you go back to the start of this conversation.
Piss off. I like going to gigs and that. And then I was like, I love the fact that you're part of like a little community out in the.
Have you ever released any of your own music?
Yeah, there's some floating out there. Yeah.
Well, how would people find that?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know how you'd find it.
Huh?
I think it's not even online.
You type in shorts into Spotify. Or
nah, it's not on Spotify anymore. You can't see it.
Zika.
Nah.
Z-Y-K-A.
You can't see it.
Zika said she needs you.
That's pretty good shit. I was surprised, like, you know.
What the other? Moondogs? Is that a song?
Sundogs.
Sundogs.
I'm surprised we didn't take off.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we're really good.
I thought you were good. You're a good singer.
Hot property.
Give us a song. Give us a chorus now.
You're just going to have to go back and listen to
it. I gave you a bit of a song. Give us what? What's the?
You're just
going
to have to listen to it. I don't do it off the cuff. I need to warm my throat up. Bit of honey.
Have a sip of your tinny, mate, and have a song.
No. I'm the host of this show and I'll do what I want.
Give us a verse. How can people, like, you're letting them down.
I'm not letting them down.
I've put them on the, do you want me to find it on my phone and play it into the thing?
You can't find it.
I reckon I'll be able to find it.
I don't reckon you'll be able to find it.
Really?
I don't,
Triple J Unearthed?
It was on there, but I don't think so. Anyway.
You reckon?
No.
It's called Shorts the Band.
No, that's not the name of the band. It's called Shorts. Oh, fine. We're called Shorts.
Found it. Mm. Found it.
No, you haven't.
I have. Shorts band. Shorts.
Pretty good, isn't it? It's a lyric video, mate. You don't have to pretend you don't know the words. Oh, you can see them.
It's hard to read my eyes. I need glasses or something. But hey, if you want to find it, type in Shorts Band into YouTube, and there it is, Al Bradford on the mic, yeah, laying down the smackdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised.
How do you feel about that, sharing your music?
It's very actually nerve-wracking, to be honest.
Sing us a song.
No, I'm not singing it. You just heard it.
I couldn't really hear it properly.
To be honest, I'm not a big singer.
Just sing me a song.
I'm not a big singer.
Why are you getting shy?
And it sounds stupid because singing in that band and doing that stuff, but I'm not a big singer. I just wanted to be in a band.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to play any instruments.
So I'm giving you the opportunity to shine now. We're 30 minutes in. If someone's listened to this long, we've already lost 75% of people who don't listen all the way through. So,
and I don't give in to peer pressure and I don't care.
Yeah? So you're not going to give me any lyrics?
No, because the next one actually ties into what we're talking about anyway.
Yeah.
It's emo fashion and it's your suggestion.
You like emo fashion? I feel like you would have had the studded collar.
Nah, I used to love Good Charlotte, so I had a bit of eyeliner rocking back in the day.
How much eyeliner are we talking?
Oh, no, just for like special occasions.
What's in the special?
Like Halloween.
Oh, like Halloween.
Yeah.
I feel like you got a bit nervous now because I played your song.
I don't care. People can listen to it. It doesn't matter.
Hey, it's all good. We're still doing the pod though. You have to keep talking.
I know. I'm saying emo fashion's hot. I reckon fashion goes every 25 years, it goes back. I'm seeing even like the Bailey Smiths and that, they start wearing like the big FUBU looking pants and, you know, the big oversized stuff.
You started that, hey?
Well, I'm just thinking that was what I was rocking when I was 10, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's funny how things go back, but emo fashion, I'm going to say, is hot.
I don't like it. Darken it up.
You wear black all the time.
Is that emo?
Yeah. You wear black pants, black chinos, a black top all the time.
And you reckon that's emo?
That's emo fashion, yeah.
A plain black t-shirt and jeans.
And you're listening to Black Parade in your car.
What's Black Parade?
My Chemical Romance. Don't act like you don't know.
I don't listen to My Chemical Romance.
What's the most emo band that you like, you reckon, that you don't mind listening to?
Gyroscope, maybe?
Yeah.
We mentioned them the other day. They're emo. They're probably on the...
I'd say they're a little bit emo, yeah.
They're a little bit emo.
Blink 182, they're a bit emo.
I don't listen to Blink 182.
You don't like them, do you?
Not that much.
No.
A bit shit, I reckon. Mm. Overrated Blink 182.
Really?
Yeah, like a few catchy songs and that, but fuck, come on. You can't tell me not skipping them.
You just like
Green. You can't tell me that you're not.
Love them.
Skip them.
I love Blink.
They come up on my thing.
They're probably one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah. Did you take any inspiration for when you sung your song?
Yeah.
Any of your songs?
There was a lot of that, you know.
There's a few songs here. There's Sun Dogs. Should I play a little teaser of Sun Dogs?
You can play whatever you want.
I just want you to sing.
You can't get me to sing, bro. And it's annoying the listeners because it's not going to happen.
Can we put the link in the show notes?
If you want to edit it and put it in there.
I'm happy to put the link in the show notes. Yeah.
All right, people can go listen.
I'm going to say emo fashion, not hot. Watching you squirm, hot.
I'm going to say hot. Get the lip ring. I always wanted a lip ring growing up and I never got it. And now I look back and I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have looked hot though back in the day. Anyway, next on the list, this is another one of my suggestions. Because I thought it was a good one. Tickling someone.
Terry Tickler. One of your suggestions, isn't it, Tickler? Yeah.
Do you like tickling people?
You have to dob yourself in, you Tickler.
No, I only like tickling my sisters and that just to piss them off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And tails and shit.
Tickling, it's not for me. I don't like being tickled.
No.
Hate it.
You hate being touched, don't you? Don't give me a massage.
I need my own personal space.
You're a bit weird like that, aren't you? Don't touch me. Is it small man syndrome when you're under 5'5"? Everyone's just a bit like, don't touch me.
No, every now and again you'll walk past and you'll put your hands on my shoulders and give a little rub.
And you're squirming away. I'm like, just shut up and take it.
It lingers too long.
No, it doesn't.
I never asked for it.
Because your back's so tense and tight.
I didn't invite you.
You're such an angry man. I'm just trying to relieve some tension.
Oh,
honestly, your shoulders are like bricks. I'm just like, I need to put my fingers in there.
That's just because that's how big they are, mate. It's like
you used to be big. I'll give you that.
Huh?
You're not as big as what you were. There's a photo floating around not long ago at the start of the year with your top off drinking a smoothie when we first moved out together. You're pretty happy with this.
I reckon I'm nearly as bigger than that now.
Nah, you're not. That was you peak.
I'm bigger than
that. That was you peak going, I am hot property. You strutting around everywhere.
All right, whatever. Tickling someone, not hot.
Do you tickle anyone? Have you tickled people?
Tilda, Tilda likes it. She laughs.
So you're a tickler.
Oh, then I say hot. She likes it. She's having a good. She gets a bit of a kick out of it.
Yeah, tickling though, it's annoying. Getting tickled's annoying.
Oh, worst.
Don't fucking tickle me.
No, thank you.
If you tickle my arms, I'll punch you in the face. Did you and Alice ever have them sort of fights where you're just like, don't fucking tickle me?
Alice is a bit scary.
Under your feet and that. Don't touch me.
She's a bit much, Alice.
Yeah? Sister?
It's hard work, yeah.
Yeah?
Scary, you know, didn't really cross her. She's got that little evil switch. She flicked the switch and off she goes.
You are a little bitch, though, compared to her, aren't you?
She's 4 years younger and I was scared of her, huh?
You are scared of her because you're a good little boy. I spoke to your mum and your dad and they're like, Robbie was so good. He was just never got into trouble and that. And then Alice didn't really get into trouble, but, you know, she could throw it down, couldn't she?
She had a bit of an aggression in there.
Yeah. Sometimes I wouldn't mind it if you had a bit of aggression. You know what I mean?
I need a bit more.
Well, a bit more energy now. You know what I mean? It feels like your batteries are just slowly dying.
Huh?
Well, bring some energy.
I don't have anything left to say about tickling.
No? You're just over it. You're done.
Oh, this is what happens. You just keep... You try and poke and poke and poke as if you want me to like...
Huh?
It's so hard to just keep making content out of nothing. You know? Try my best. I've asked to move on. I said it's not hot. Takes the props, you know.
All right, last on the list, eh? Muting notifications, hot or not?
Do you do this?
Yeah, I do it on Messenger, on Instagram. I thought I did it on LinkedIn, but I get the lives and shit every now and then, or someone too. Like accepted a thing. I get that, but it's been a game changer.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the little kicker you needed. You didn't know you needed, but until you have it. You know, like the fact that you don't
put together.
Oh, no. The fact that you don't have them popping up all the time, muting anything, like I like having the new
notifications. Taking your attention straight away.
Yeah, like if something pops up, if my phone goes, the screen turns on, like, it shouldn't just get me like that. But I have, for a while there, you know, I didn't have any of the other apps on my phone.
Annoying.
They're all back.
It was annoying. Emails was annoying.
And all the notifications are back.
That's great.
Everything.
I'm happy about
it. I'm back. I'm fully switched on. I'm into the matrix. I'm plugged back in. Oh,
thank God.
24/7 hicker. You want me? You got me.
Welcome back because
it's annoying.
You just saying, hey, what's happened in the email? There? You know what I mean? It's like, bro, I know you want to escape and all that, but you know.
You got to work.
It's like deleting your numbers out of your phone. What are you doing?
I don't want
anyone to contact me. We run a business.
It was a good couple of months while it lasted.
And then you always felt guilty about asking me about like info.
Because you were
too afraid to ask me.
Too afraid.
You're like, oh, so what happened?
Because I didn't have access to my lappy if we were out somewhere. So I was like, oh, well,
I guess. You really want to know something. So you're trying to worm me up to have a look or something.
We'll open the convo and see if you'd let any information slip.
You little squirmer. Quickly squirm.
All right, we'll go check out Shorts, the band, Zika and Sundogs. Find it in YouTube. Listen to Locke's sultry voice. Play a bit of Is it run through autotune or?
Nah, no autotune, just straight up me.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just straight up.
I'm surprised you didn't have a record deal.
Pretty vulnerable, yeah. It's pretty good. I feel like I would have been a good rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except you don't want to sing.
I don't want to sing. I don't really want to do all the stuff that requires talent. I don't have that. But everything else I'd love, I reckon. I could fit that. I could play that role.
Sonny's
perfectly.
Inside sort of guy.
Oh, like Red Foo. You know, when people normally think rockstar, they think Kurt Cobain. I think Red Foo.
Party rockers.
Party rocking in the house tonight.
He was on. That was a big song, wasn't it?
He was massive back in the day. People don't forget the Foo.
The Foo. I liked Red Foo. I liked their songs. Yeah, that was funny.
MFAO.
Yeah, it's just funny. I thought they were funny dudes. I couldn't believe how old he was. Was he like 45? And it was his cousin or his nephew or something like that.
Yeah, I think something like that. Yeah.
Interesting. Fun fact.
Is that your type of music? Is that the sort of stuff that you like?
Not really.
Grinspoon and LMFAO.
Yeah,
they make and the beautiful girls. You love Matt McHugh, don't you? He used to have the shell necklace.
He hasn't had a run for a while, but he did get a run for a good...
Jack Johnson?
Yeah, they had a good...
You thought you were just this smooth...
I always liked a bunch of other stuff.
You thought you were this surfer crooner. You could just, you know, I'm so smooth.
But I always liked a range of different stuff. It's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And look, I got some taste, baby. That used to be you, didn't you? Huh?
Settle down, Byron Bay, guitar and surfboard in your room. Anyway, before me and Locke have a bit of a rage quit this podcast, sign up to the Dream Big newsletter. Keep up to date with all things going on. And if you're Melbourne-based, we'd love to see you at your end-of-year party next week, Wednesday the 29th, at alley-oop in Cremorne.
Yeah, well done.
Special thanks to Grant Health for putting us on the for helping us put on the event. Tickets are free, but they're going fast, so they will be capped. We've added a couple more because we like to say they're capped, but if you want to come,
we'll just shrink it if no one comes.
We'll just you can stand outside, you know? I'm sure there's always room.
Hey, funny business listeners, Caleb from SquareX here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know at the end of this ep, SquareX is currently open for investment. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of the agricultural supply chains, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or to the Dream Big Social Club team to learn more.